This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
I'm Pedro Mendez, and this is Editor's Choice. Every day, millions of kids climb into big yellow buses and ride to school. But in the First Nations community of Membertou near Sydney, Nova Scotia, there's a new kind of school bus. It's called a walking bus. The CBC's Wendy Martin met a teacher who gathers up his students every Wednesday morning and walks them to school.
We were actually wanting to increase the physical activity amongst the children in the school because there's a lot of health problems in the community, and we just wanted to get the kids out doing more physical activity. So I was looking at some programs, some daily physical activity programs, and we actually were talking to some people from the Ecology Action Centre in Halifax, and they had all kinds of information on walking school buses and walking to school programs. So they came down and talked to us, and from there we started walking every Wednesday as a group, and hopefully promoting the kids to walk on other days as well.
Caroline Sylvester.
How long have you been walking to school with this group?
Since they start walking the first time.
What do you like about it?
Exercise and wakes you up in the morning.
Do you feel different when you get to school?
I feel more energetic.
It's nice to walk together as a group because it builds a bond amongst the students as well. So I think they like that part of it, just to get to walk with their friends. And so we had quite a bit right from the beginning.
Selena Sylvester.
And what grade are you in, Selena?
Grade 3.
Tell me what's going on here this morning.
We're all walking to school.
With a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, and Mr. McKay.
And Mr. McKay, that's right. So why is everybody walking?
It's to get exercise.
Yeah. So is that bus going to your school?
Yeah.
So there's only like 2 people on it?
Yeah.
Is that because everybody's walking? Or?
No, yeah, probably because they probably don't feel like walking.
Do you like walking?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I just like walking with my friends and stuff.
Well, sometimes it depends on the weather, but some days we get quite a lot of the students, probably about half of the school, and then other days there's been days that there's only been maybe 5 or 6 students walking, so kind of depends on the day, but I just keep doing it anyway.
Cayman, Paulette.
What grade are you in?
5.
What are we doing here this morning?
Walking.
How come?
Because it's good exercise, too.
I notice the kids are more excited about doing activity, and we also do some walks at just after lunch as part of our physical activity program, and the kids are really excited about that now. So I think it kind of creates a community amongst them, and they're more willing to do things together, and they look forward to it.
Does it make you feel better too?
It does. It does. I have to get up earlier in the morning, but that's okay.
That was the CBC's Wendy Martin with phys ed teacher Wayne McKay. For Editor's Choice, I'm Pedro Mendez. Thanks for listening.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.